This episode is brought to you ad-free thanks to all of our wonderful patrons. You can get tons of exclusive content and help us keep the show going by joining at patreon.com/shonenflop. And welcome to Shonen Flop Chibi, first impressions mini-episode where we talk about the first chapter of the series we'll be covering in depth next week with our guest. Oh my god, David, it's Voidburger! I'm Jordan, and with me today, as usual, is my lovely co-host, David. Say hi, David.
Hi, David.
Oh my god.
This is actually our second take at this intro, and I still can't think of a way to properly just... This is such a stupid gimmick for the...
Why did you do that? It's really stupid. Why did you do that? What series are we covering this week?
Jordan, I just really have to say the lack of my ability to actually vary how I say hi, David is really absolutely killing me.
I hate you. I'm so fucking angry. Yeah, it's called killing me, and the reason David said that is because he keeps trying to do the part of Hit Me Baby One More Time where she says, my loneliness is killing me. Yeah, that's, and he can't do it. Listener, you may remember when we talked about the series we're covering in the future, we said From Dusk Till Dawn. However, we read that, and the first chapter talks about snuff films and some really dark things, bad jokes that are pretty dark, and it's just not fun to talk about that stuff on our goofy manga podcast. So we decided to veto that one, and we're doing another one about
vampire
lesbian vampire girls.
I was gonna say vampire lesbians, but we've only encountered one lesbian who's a vampire in this series so far.
Yes.
And George, do you mind telling the audience a little bit about this manga?
Yes, this is Killing Me. It's by Akiyama Enma. It ran from September 27, 2017 to May 26, 2018 for 11 chapters in one volume. Only one, David. This is quite a U19.
Yeah, MaxiB actually told us it's 10 chapters in one volume, and then there's one 6-page final chapter.
Wow.
So it's very awkward, where I guess if you buy the one volume, it's not actually finished.
Oh, God. But yeah, let's get into the plot summary for this first chapter of Killing Me.
Yeah.
Miyako loves her school classmate, Saki, but David, she just tries to push her away.
Aww.
I don't know, maybe it's because Saki's a vampire hunter and, oh, David, Miyako is a vampire. What?
Wow. Where have I seen this plot before?
Oh, my goodness. Where have you seen this plot? It's in Buffy all the time, actually.
There you go.
There's like multiple instances in Buffy. But yeah, Miyako just wants, you know, a little bit of her blood from time to time. Just a little bit of blood, a little teeny bit of blood. When the school day is done, Saki and Miyako fight, with Saki using her revolver and Miyako easily dodging the bullets before biting her neck and feeding on her. The next day, Saki comes into class wearing a chain of garlic and a cross, which repulses everyone, including Miyako. So whatever, that was the point. Later, however, Saki sits alone on a bench eating lunch with her cross and garlic next to her, thinking of ways to kill Miyako the fool. She took them off to eat Popcorn David.
Just then, Miyako appears and grabs her cross, saying that she can't push her away with this, even though it's shaking in her hand, which is a great little detail.
Yeah.
She tells Saki that she truly loves her before collapsing on her lap, and Saki theorizes it's because Miyako held the cross. That reminds me of many of my friends that legally can't enter churches.
Oh.
She takes out the revolver she brought to school, which is most American manga ever. God, doesn't remind me how Chainsaw Man had a character saying, don't go to school tomorrow.
Oh, God, yeah.
I love Chainsaw Man.
It's so good.
Points it at Miyoko's head, not caring if the bullet ends up going through her own leg, can't bring herself to fire before Miyako wakes up and tosses the gun away. Miyako then clomps Saki as she resolves to one day kill the vampire. End of chapter one.
End chapter one.
Beginning of a beautiful romance.
Oh, yes.
A bat romance.
A Batmance.
Have you seen that fan art of Twilight where they replace everyone with Batman?
No, that sounds good, though. I want your love and I want your revenge. Anyway, first impressions, David. What you think?
I thought this was fun. I always feel like Yuri manga I read just seem to be a fun time with very little drama. I don't know if it's because of what I've read or if it's a trope that Yuri manga is really just absolute cotton candy when it comes to LGBT stuff. Besides, yeah, my lesbian thing. Was it my lesbian?
My lesbian experience of loneliness, which is not really Yuri because it's mostly just about one woman's experiences.
True.
I feel like Yuri is a very specific genre. But yeah, Yuri is very sweet as opposed to Yaoi, which is apparently like very seedy and sometimes violent. From Dusk Till Dawn was weird. Anyway,
What stood out to you as your first thought on this?
This is very cute. It did feel a little bit more like a summary than a full chapter, really, where it was kind of just going beat by beat. But at the same time, it managed to like fit a lot of stuff in there. It didn't really waste my time. And, you know, you have to get that stuff out of the way to get the thing going. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Also, oh, Japan, you and your lack of school shooters. You could just casually have a character pull out a gun at school, and it's like, it's a cute little moment. Oh, that's so sweet, Japan. Lucky you.
Yeah. I also want to say, this art is cute. I liked the color page. It seemed like a really good use of digital coloring.
Yeah.
Where it's like not very flat. It does a lot of techniques that weren't just like, you could have emulated that with actual physical medium if you had wanted to, you know?
Yeah.
It really adds to the inoffensiveness, where I think this is the right art style for it, where you know that things aren't really going to get that heavy, and if they do, this was not the right art style for it.
Or maybe it's the perfect art style.
Oh my.
Also see Madoka Magica.
Yeah, but that was, God, what a fucking Chad. I should make Rachel watch the first two episodes, and then just live record her watching the third episode, and then she'll divorce me.
God, that's like when people do like blind Let's Plays of Doki Doki Literature Club.
Oh, I did that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, remember during COVID, my friends and I think you were there, Jordan.
Oh, I don't remember that at all. I remember playing World of Horror.
We are definitely really getting off topic. I do want to say, though, that one of the negatives is the art is good, but it's very large. So not a lot is actually happening in these pages, where I think he probably could have added another panel to each page. So it's like, even though it's a short chapter, it really, really feels like you read about 10 pages.
Yeah, to be fair, like this is much shorter than the first chapters that we usually cover. This is like,
I think it's like 25-ish pages, but it's a very inefficient 25 pages.
I don't know how inefficient it is. Like, we've read, I mean, just compared to some of the manga that we've read in the past, this kind of gets a lot out of the way. I agree with what you're saying, where, like, he could probably fit in a couple more panels, but, like, I don't know. I mean, he probably needed to do that just to give some breathing room to stuff. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, I think it's interesting how we know a little bit of the rules here. This is, for instance, it seems like the kind of vampire where you have to have your victim drink the vampire's own blood. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise Saki would have been turned into a vampire already.
Yeah. Every vampire series has their own special rules. Is it you drink the vampire's blood, or does the vampire drink your blood in a specific way?
Sometimes they sparkle in the sunlight.
Oh yeah. I mean, she clearly doesn't have much of an issue with sunlight.
That's very true. Wait a minute. You're totally right. She doesn't give a fuck about the sun. They don't say anything about that. Fuck, I didn't even pick up on that. That's totally a good point.
Yeah, it's okay. It's very inconvenient, the sunlight thing, to have a story like this.
Yeah.
Imagine, actually, that sounds like a great series where it's like a nerd who only goes out at night because he's just playing video games all day, and his vampire girlfriend. Actually, I think that is the manga. I've never read it, but I think that is actually, there's like a famous manga about vampires that's the plot.
That sounds like a manga.
Is it what, Cults of the Night or something, I think?
I mean, I've never heard of it, so I can't really confirm or deny.
I'm sure someone on YouTube will post what manga I'm thinking of. It's got the girl with the braids, I think, the really skinny girl. Okay. This is also pretty funny. I think her walking in with the cross and garlic was really funny the next day.
Yeah, just like, I don't care if I look fucking weird and smell terrible. Hey, I feel you. You're dealing with vampires, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's really, it's not a lot to really talk about, Jordan. Did you have any other thoughts?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think we're going to have a 40-minute one like you and Dylan have for fucking Service Wars. So, Jordan, would you... I guess the question isn't so much would you read our 10 chapters, but would you finish this?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know. This is probably going to take 30 minutes to read.
It went at a pretty quick pace, you know? It
really sinks its teeth into you.
I don't know about that, but... I know. But it goes by pretty quickly.
Yeah. I agree.
But David, what do you think's going to happen next?
Oh, thanks so much for asking me, babe. I think Saki is going to have a super badass vampire hunter dad, like literally like some like Helsing-like figure.
Mm.
I think someone's parents are not going to approve of the relationship, and it's going to be not because they're in lesbians, but because one is a vampire, and that will be the joke.
David, I've been reading Dracula. Did you know that Van Helsing is just like some old Dutch doctor?
Yeah.
Like, he's not this super badass dude. I talked about it with Dylan, I think, on an episode. It's like, yeah, like vampire media has led me to believe he was this like badass with all these like crazy contraptions and stuff. No, he's just an old Dutch guy.
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy.
I mean, Dutch people are just... All Dutch people have magical powers. Have you ever been to Amsterdam, man?
I have. It's true.
And then finally, Jordan, I think they're going to completely abandon the premise that Saki is trying to kill Miyoko. I think it's just too inconvenient for the plot. And it's just like, you can only make that joke so many times before it just gets weird.
I mean, this series does only go 10 chapters, though.
Yeah, I'm not trying to play the game about the fact that it's 10 chapters, you know?
Yeah.
How about you?
So Saki does not become a vampire.
How did I know someone would have a guess about that?
What?
I said I knew one of us was going to make a guess about if she becomes a vampire or not.
I mean, it makes sense to think about that, you know, because it's kind of part of the fucking plot. There is another vampire, and it leads to a love triangle. And at one point, Saki thinks that she kills Miyoko and feels bad about it, but she doesn't actually kill me.
Those are some good guesses, my man. And what's your power word?
Glomp.
Mine's chomp.
Ay, Ryman.
Ay, chomp chomp. I haven't heard the word glomp in a long time.
This manga has glomp energy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. This is some deviant art.
There's something about this that really just reminded me of like 2000s, like deviant art, MySpace-ish stuff.
Yeah. This is going to air on Adult Swim after the melancholy of what's her name?
Haruhi Suzumiya?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Did you know her voice actress got canceled just because she publicly talked about how she was sexually active, despite her voice actress being like 23 years old?
The Japanese one or the American one?
Yeah, the Japanese one. She got like canceled because she was like, oh, yeah, I have sex often as a consenting adult. And that was apparently a really big deal.
I mean, that sounds par for the course for Japan.
It really does. But it's such a shame.
Yeah, I mean, an idol can have her entire career be destroyed if she has a boyfriend or is caught smoking a cigarette. Like,
true.
Yeah. So that doesn't shock me. Still sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that anime, but it's good.
Oh, you should. It's very good.
Yeah.
It's a good time capsule of 2000s anime.
Or Ouran Host Club. That's the energy I get from this manga.
Oh, yeah, which we did watch on for an episode of Anime Out of Context.
Yeah, we did. Check it out.
But, Jordan, enough about talking about other podcasts. Let's talk about other people where we get into the Q&A. That was a good transition. Nice work, David.
Pretty good.
As a reminder, you can submit your questions on the Show and Flop Discord. You can find a link to it in our episode description and on our website, showandflop.com. We give priority to patrons, people who haven't asked a question before or haven't had a question answered in a long time. Starting with Sandman, we have which time period is underutilized in manga and can make for a great manga?
I think the 1920s in America be really cool, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. Little gangster.
Yeah. Like film noir stuff. You got like fucking Al Capone. Shit.
I like it. I think it would be very interesting to do a manga about the interactions between the settler, or not the settlers, the colonizers of New Zealand and the Maui people. It's got a very unique interaction between colonizer and colonizer because the Maui people have actually only been living in the island for about 700 years, and it really changes a lot of the landscape of how colonizers interacted. Like, for instance,
David,
all Maui
we get
people,
it. You went to New Zealand.
Yes, but it's very interesting that all the tribes in the indigenous country actually speak almost exactly the same language, which made it way easier to kind of develop politically with the native people of the country.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because they'd only been there 700 years.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's just a very interesting time period that I think could be explored.
Maybe not in a shonen manga, though.
No. Well, the Maui people have superpowers, so have you seen their rugby team?
Well, I have seen Lord of the Rings, so.
Well, so for context, the women's New Zealand rugby team is the most successful rugby team on the planet.
Oh.
They won the World Cup 4 times in a row and have like an 82% win rate.
That's crazy.
Next up from Spook, do you have a dream that you remember to this day?
In middle school, I believe, I really wanted a PS3. I thought it was so cool. It hadn't come out yet. I had a dream where I got a PS3 and I was so happy. And then I woke up and I didn't have a PS3. That's my dream.
Well, you have one now, right?
Yes. I have a PS5 now.
Dream made. Oh, shit. When'd you get that?
Christmas. Christmas Hanukkah. Nice. Christmas Hanukkah. Whatever.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. How about you?
I had a dream where I dreamt that Rachel left me in the middle of the night.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I woke up and she wasn't there in the bed. And I was absolutely terrified. So I checked my phone to see if she had like actually like left and sent me a text message. And then I found her on the couch because she woke up and she wanted to watch TikToks without waking me up. But I was legitimately scared out of my mind that I had this dream. She left me and she actually wasn't there when I woke up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was like 6 a.m. I also remember I had a dream where I got really drunk and I couldn't remember what happened. So I was like trying to piece together what had happened in the dream while I was still dreaming.
So you were dreaming and couldn't remember what happened in the dream.
Yes, so I was dreaming. I got really drunk in the dream, and then I still dreamt to the next day when I was hungover trying to remember what happened the night before. So I had like an inception dream.
Oh, man. When I was a kid, I always had trouble getting up on time for school. So one day I got up early. I got everything together, took a shower. I made it to the bus. I was like on time and I was fully awake and I was so happy. And then I woke up to my mom yelling at me to get up. Nice. Oh, I was so mad. I was like, no, I did it. No, I made it. No.
All right. And then on to the next question from Meru. There's a lot of questions like, would X win against Goku? But we often forget the other side of the spectrum, the weaks. No relation to our guest from our Matama security episode.
True.
The weakest shonen protagonist of all, let's say Senku, but I bet we can find someone weaker. And who could lose against him in a fist fight?
Ooh.
So I would say that there is definitely one shonen protagonist that Senku could very easily beat up. Do you know who that might be, Jordan?
Is it a guy that we covered on this podcast?
Yes.
It'd
be really cool if you could remember who it was, but I wouldn't be shocked if you don't remember.
Can you give me a hint?
BT.
Damn it. Oh, that's fair.
I think Senku could probably beat up an average 6-year-old.
You know, you're probably right. Oh, God. I'm just trying to think, like, yeah, I don't know if I can think of anybody else. Magu? No, Magu could fight.
Magu, the god of destruction, who could just blow a laser? Yes, he could very easily.
He was weakened. I mean, a teenage girl had total, like, control over him at all time. Like, I'm not talking about fully powered Magu here. Gomez? Is Gomez shonen protagonist?
Yeah, I guess. Well, the main character, according to Shueisha, of High School Family is the dad, who definitely could beat up Senku.
Yes.
A very fit 40-year-old could definitely take on a twink's 14-year-old.
I think that if he wasn't allowed to use his psychic powers, Senku could fight Mob.
Mob is not in Shonen Jump, though.
No, Shonen protagonist doesn't include... Yeah, yeah.
I think, yeah, that'd be a, well, yeah, that'd be a, Mob could beat his ass, because Mob actually trains.
No, I don't think...
You know, Mob works out. Mob isn't part of the Body Improvement Club.
Well, yeah, by the end, Mob could take Senku. But, like, for the vast majority of the series, no, I think Senku could beat up Mob.
I disagree. And you know what? We'll let the fans decide.
All right.
On to the next question. From Redblade, were you ever a victim or witness to someone who was really rude to a customer service worker?
So one time I was working at a retail store and a guy came up to me and he was like, hey, I don't like using computers. Can you just go online and activate my credit card for me?
And what happened?
I was like, no, what? I can't. What? And he was just like, ugh. And he just walked away. I was just like, what?
That is very strange. I remember I was on my cruise and we were in customer support line because I got double charged. And the woman in front of me was like complaining about how she fell and she was threatening to sue the cruise. And the man's like, okay, well, we can no longer talk. And she's like, okay, I'm sorry. I won't sue you. I take that back. And then she like rants about how no one gave her like a follow up call to check in on her after she hurt herself. She's like, it would have been appreciated if someone had called and asked how I was doing, but no one reached out.
That's like one of the most Karen-y Karens.
Right? Jesus Christ. That dude was so excited when she said the word lawsuit because then he could just instantly stop talking to her.
I totally get that. I mean, I think on the last Chibi, I told the story of the woman who would bring her chihuahua into my pet store to pee everywhere. And then
yes, he did.
Then kick the pee underneath the shelves. But anyway.
For our final question, we have from Ozzy Rat. Would you stay slash visit a clown motel that's haunted by clowns and non-clowns?
I think you asked this last week, Ozzy Rat. Well, maybe, actually, I think Ozzy Rat wants to hear what you say.
Okay, well, in my opinion, I want to know what's the catch.
The catch is that it's haunted by clowns and non-clowns.
So what's the catch?
Nice. Nice.
Nice. All right. all right. Well, okay. Since that was kind of a half question, we'll toss one more in. From ZZ Digital, they ask, you have to teach a lit class using a series you've covered. What's your pick? I have one that speaks to me.
What?
I think that, shit, now I can think of Mob Psycho 100. What is Fabricant 100? I think would be interesting. There are definitely some very traditional, and you could definitely do a lot of cross analysis with Frankenstein to throw in some more traditional literature into studying that book.
I'm thinking either Time Paradox Ghost Rider or Hunter's Guild Red Hood.
Yes, I was thinking Time Paradox as well, but Hunter's Guild Red Hood I think is also a really great choice.
Yeah, because I think Time Paradox Ghost Rider has, you know, some more literary value than a lot of the other things that we've covered, arguably all of the things that we've covered, whereas you know, Hunter's Guild Red Hood has a lot of references to other older literature and has very thick women.
Nice.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the Blue Period, where it's trans rights and thick women all the way down.
Oh, yeah. What more could you ask for?
Exactly. And all I could ask for is saying, Jordan, thank you so much for all of your hard work on the show.
Thank you, David, for all of your hard work on the show, putting it together, editing, you know, doing all that shit.
I do what I can. Props to Shannon for the awesome cover art. Find her online at Illuminati. Thank you, Dylan, for assistance with editing. Find his podcast, Anime Out of Context, at animeoutofcontext.com. And a big thank you again for taking over while I was gone in a little country known as New Zealand.
Yeah.
Thanks to Tucker and Maxie B for assistance with pronunciation, translation, and other miscellaneous research. Find us on Twitter at Shonen Flopcast, Tumblr Shonen-Flop, our website, ShonenFlop.com. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Come join the Discord. It's open to everyone, as we talked about. Can place some games, talk about random stuff, even get some help working on your manga ideas.
Yeah.
Had a few people publish. We even have some Eisner nominated people in our Discord.
It's true.
And if you've been enjoying the podcast and want to help us keep going, consider subscribing to our Patreon. Wouldn't be able to keep the show running without their support. Get a bunch of awesome, I think you're getting like over 100 hours of exclusive content. You get like over 30 unique episodes on some manga that were too long for us to cover. And Jordan, on that note, what are we dropping in April for our patrons?
We are finally finishing up the Ichinose Family's Deadly Sins. I said it right, David. Oh my god.
I am so proud of you. Did it course correct or was it a garbage fire? You're gonna have to listen in and find out.
You'll find out, featuring Bambi Raptor.
Yes, friend of the show.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I want to thank some of our wonderful patrons. Starting with our dolphin dads, we have Glornak, Rachel, my wonderful wife. When I cooked dinner, it didn't go well, so she bought me some cake to make me feel better. And that's not how nipples work. They've forgotten how to nipple. Okay, Aussie Rat, that's good to know. Moving on down to the ravioli tier, where you get weekly pictures of my little goblin dog, the inventor of the dinosaur stretch, a stretch only she has created. We have Chris, Eva, Lady D, Matt, T, and Trevor Schuckner. Moving on down to the King of the Forest, we have 090Z, Chad Mason, Eric Adams for re-election. I don't think so.
No.
Jacob Andrew Galloway. Hey, there he is. Justin Hefner, Kirby Mon, Marty, Max Baker, Riley, Sarah Hydra, T. Wolfwood, and Tommy Boy. Moving on down to our Galactic Ball Federation officers, we have Midsize Sedan, Andy's Islands, Aura, Blamumu, Brandon M, who I was just hanging out with, David Ackerson, Dennis James Moan, Geralco, Drew, Dylan, Nigel, Fax, Flash Cardman, Generic Man, Hans, High and Reed, Heavy Metal Hermitcrab, Keanu, Manly P. Hall, Marabara, Matt Solovich, Mike Carpenter. It's your reference. Jordan, that's, God, I haven't thought about that in years.
Oh, man, that reminds me so much of Superstar, the Karen Carpenter story. You know, one of my favorite movies. Not the documentary put out by them. It's the underground Todd Haynes movie. Anyway, keep going. That was banned! Anyway.
Resident Warhammer Nerd, Ryan Jasinski, Scott Fischler, Silly Rookie, Something for Senpai Ash, Staghorn, Taper Clip, Tucker, Vacation Jory, Wright, and ZC Digital, and a big thank you to all of our Beast Children as well. Jordan, anything you want to toss in?
You know, they burned all the copies of Superstar, the Karen Carpenter story, because they got in a lawsuit with Richard Carpenter, because they implied in the movie that he was secretly gay.
You know who else was a carpenter?
Jesus.
Happy Easter, buddy.
Happy Easter. Turns out the whole thing about Greek Easter being after Passover is incorrect. It's based on different lunar charts. Interesting. But yeah, thank you to my wonderful girlfriend, Steph, who is currently fighting with Patreon to get back on that on that list. They're not accepting her card for some reason. Yeah, check out Mission Ignition. I'm not going to spoil anything. It is possible that we may soon have an answer to whether or not that actually is Gary Oldman.
Whoa. Well, thank you so much for listening. Tune in next Monday for our full episode on Killing Me featuring Void Burger, and I can't believe it's episode 1-fucking-100.
God damn. This has been Jordan.
This has been David.
Hey, you've been listening to Show Flop, David said.
Keep on flop, floppers.
Bye.
Bye.